Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable, and 12 minutes after 10 o'clock. Well, you know, about this time every Tuesday, we speak with an independent bookseller from our region. They tell us about what they and their customers are reading and enjoying. Well, Jacqueline Callahan of the Golden Notebook in Woodstock, New York, joins us this week with a really fine list that she compiled, keeping the holiday season in mind. Jackie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ray. Thanks a lot. It's good to be here by telephone today.
And, well, I guess the weather is not too... The weather is frightful in Woodstock, yes?
It must be because my kids don't have any school.
Wow. Well, maybe that's just being proactive, I guess. Well, what a great list you have, and let's get right to it.
Thanks. Yeah, I thought that I would start by talking about some kids' books today, which are always nice to give as gifts. And so I'd like to start with a really beautiful book called Snowflakes Fall by Patricia McLaughlin and Stephen Kellogg. And it's a beautiful book, a simple book. It's about the rhythm of the seasons, and it's about love, and it's about loss, using the seasons to explain that. And the thing that I think is really special about this book is that it's published by Random House, and with every book that's sold, a donation is made to the Sandy Hook School Support Fund.
Oh, that's great.
Stephen Kellogg is from that area, he was inspired to do this with Patricia, and it's a really, really beautiful book to give on the holidays. So Snowflakes Fall.
Okay.
The next book is actually another gorgeous book, a very special book by Newbery Honor medalist David Carradine and two-time Caldecott medalist Nani Hagrogian, and they live in the Kingston area, and this book is called Come Back Moon, and it is a very simple story about the moon. The moon is gone. Where has it gone, and who will find it? Well, it turns out that the bear took the moon, and the animals that live in the woods with him are on a mission to rescue it in very simple language with beautiful watercolor illustrations. It's a wonderful book for a 2 or 3 year old.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great that kids, even with all these digital venues and different ways to look at books, little kids still love to hold a book and be read to or read the book? It's just great.
Definitely, definitely. Nothing is better than having just a picture that you could sort of dissolve into, I think, while someone is reading a story to you.
Hmm.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. The next book is a book that has been around for quite some time. It's really a poem, and it's called A Child's Christmas in Wales. And you know what? It's not really a kid's book. It's beautiful. It's wild, and it's a poem. And, you know, this is how it starts. I'm going to read a little bit of it. One Christmas was so much like another in those years around the Seatown corner now and out of all sound except the distant speaking of the voices I sometimes hear a moment before sleep, that I can never remember whether it snowed for 6 days and 6 nights when I was 12 or whether it snowed for 12 days and 12 nights when I was 6. It's a really beautiful kind of holiday Christmas memory poem, and the illustrations match the words. They're wild, they're beautiful, and they're insane. I would buy this book to give as to your host, who maybe you'll be visiting during the holiday season. But really, if you see it in your local bookstore, do not pass it up. A Child's Christmas in Wales, mm-hmm, with illustrations by Chris Roshka.
Okay.
And then lastly, actually, sometimes it's great to look at pictures, but it's also amazing to listen to books. And I have 3 boys, and oftentimes we're driving places for a while in the car, and I love to put in an audiobook. And this year, Penguin has released a whole bunch of Roald Dahl's books on audio with wonderful narrators, and we have just been listening to Danny, the Champion of the World, and it's read by Peter Serafinowicz, and it's amazing. And I think that, again, another a great gift to people with kids like you, Ray.
Yeah.
Is audiobooks. And Danny the Champion of the World, well, it's a wonderful tale about Danny and his father, and they live in a caravan behind a gas station. And it's about their adventures with their horrible neighbor and with poaching on the land of Victor Hazel. And it's so much fun to listen to while driving in the car. So think about audiobooks as well for your kids.
Our guest is Jackie Callahan of the Golden Notebook in Woodstock, joining us via the telephone today, and you have some more grown-up offerings as well, yes?
I do. There's a ton of biographies out this season. There's, for instance, a fabulous biography of Bob Fosse by Sam Wasson. And I think anybody who's interested in American theater, in music, and in dancing, you cannot be without this book. It is his energy, what he did, was insane. He's someone who in the same year won a Tony, won an Emmy, and won an Oscar. And he worked incessantly. And he started out as a dancer, working burlesque at a very young age, at a too young age, in fact. And that kind of never left him, the choreography of that, the feeling of those settings. And it all played out in so many of the dances that he worked on and developed. He was a very, very driven guy, in his most productive years, when he kind of never stopped working. There was someone whose job would be just to grab the cigarette from his lips before it burnt his lips. That's how busy he was. It's a really fun book, Fosse by Sam Wasson.
Okay.
Another really interesting book, more of a memoir certainly, is Eminent Hipsters by Donald Fagen.
Oh, yeah.
And this book kind of has a wild energy, and it really has two distinct parts to it. One is him really focusing on the things that inspired him as an artist when he was growing up. And it ranges from the Boswell sisters, who were singers from New Orleans, to Henry Mancini, to science fiction.
Gene Shepard.
And that kind of... Pardon?
And Gene Shepard. I actually read this one.
Yeah.
What a cranky guy is, huh? Oh, yeah. He's crankier than me. It's amazing.
It's amazing, and that's the second half of the book, which is, he kind of, the first half he works up to the point of forming Steely Dan at Bard, and then the second half of the book is, a road diary of being on tour in 2012, and it's interesting. He's very misanthropic. He has a real cranky energy, and he just doesn't hide it, and I don't know. It's interesting.
The latter half of the book,
what do you think?
I think the latter half of the book is laugh-out-loud funny in many places. It's great. Because he's had enough. By the end of that tour with Dukes of September, he has had enough. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good read.
It is great. So, Eminent Hipsters by Donald Fagen. Anyway, lots more biographies. There's Morrissey's autobiography. There's Angelica Houston's first part of her autobiography. There's Johnny Carson biography. So, all of them would make great gifts. It's also really fun to give sort of gifty books, and I think that there are a couple of my favorites this season is one called The Design Book by Faden, and it's a little book, and it kind of categorizes the most iconic little elements, useful things in our lives. So, for instance, the Swiss Army knife, 1891. So it'll have a beautiful picture of it and then give you two small paragraphs on its development, who invented it, and it ranges from the Swiss Army knife to, of course, the paperclip. very important, to the original Seeger can opener, 1913.
Wow.
Also in 1913, the U.S. tunnel mailbox, right?
1913,
exactly. Roy J. Gerlman's tunnel mailbox. It originated as a model to standardize U.S. mail delivery on rural routes. And so it's a really, really fun book, and it goes all the way up through, 2007 or so. It includes things like, the iPod and the iPhone, of course, and I don't know. The last entry, I have to say, I felt a little iffy about, and it was from 2009, and it was the Dyson Air Multiplier, which is a sort of fan you'd put on it on your desk. I don't know if it'll be in the next compendium of design, iconographic design elements later on, but that's what this one ended with. But it's a wonderful book at a very reasonable price.
Okay.
Another fabulous book is Soul Train, The Music, Dance, and Style of a Generation, and this has been put together by Love with Questlove. And Soul Train, of course, was the wonderful show that started in the 1970s going up through the 1990s by Don Cornelius, and it's a fabulous coffee table book filled with awesome photos, features of many of the singers who are on Soul Train, and it's just, it's a great book. Another really wonderful book for the fishermen in your life is Wild 75, Freshwater Tropical Fish of the World by Flick Ford. And this is a really beautiful book of fish, freshwater fish from all over the world. And we happen to be doing an event with him this Saturday, December 14th at the Golden Notebook. So keep that book in mind.
Okay.
And then if I have another minute, I'd just like to mention a few more books.
Sure.
There's a lot of amazing nonfiction books out this season, and I'm in the midst of really reading two, three of them right now. The first one is The Everything Store, and that's by Brad Stone, and it is about Amazon. And as a small business owner and as a small business owner of a bookstore, I really do spend a lot of time kind of wondering about retail and how to survive, and certainly, you know, there's Amazon. And so this is a very interesting book. If you have any curiosity about Amazon, about entrepreneurship, about leadership, about the fact that it took less than two decades to build a company that now employs 90,000 people and sold $61 billion worth of everything in 2012, this is the book for you. The question that I ask when I'm reading this book is, like, what is the price of getting all of us everything on time? What is that price? You know, we live in a country where there's a lot of income disparity. We live in a country where distribution centers are now, or fulfillment centers are now, employing people that were once professionals, and now they're, you know, getting paid maybe less than a living wage. You know, what is the price of getting everything on time? And what, you know, what are the meaningful choices that you as a consumer make? And what are the choices, you know, in the end, we are our choices. And when you are thinking about what you buy and how you buy it and where you buy it, in the long run, how is that affecting you?
That's a great way to...
Another book I...
Well, we're just... I'm afraid to say we only have about 15 seconds left, but that was a perfect way to end this. And you can find out much more at your website, which is...
www.goldennotebook.com.
Jackie, have a
great
holiday.
Thanks so much, Ray.
Thank you. The Golden Notebook is in Woodstock. You can find this list and more information about the store online, wamc.org. Roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.